For the past year, voices of visible minorities across Canada have spoken out and have helped dismantle traditional barriers of systemic discrimination and racism. Here at the local level, RCMP hope to speed up the process by establishing a Community Diversity Advisory Committee. INSPE. Ryan Komaniak, St. Albert RCMP Commander, would like to form a committee of participants from visible minorities to advise the St. Albert Policing Committee. The newly created committee would allow Komaniak and the Policing Committee to hear about issues firsthand so RCMP have the knowledge and ability to react or adapt to a given situation. This is for the little pockets in the community that are less than obvious, said Komaniak. To start the process, the commander would like to round up 6 to 8 participants from visible minority groups. I want it geared to policing services, said Komaniak. I want to get the conversation started on what they expect of policing services, and whether they feel we are providing excellent services, and where they feel it is lacking. As an officer with 20-plus years of experience in the force, Komaniak is acutely aware people are discriminated against or receive unfair treatment due to ethnicity, culture, race, language, accent, or religion. That's, the committee is, really my only opportunity to reach deep in the community and make sure there is a voice at the table. Nobody's left behind because they are, in, a minority group or a vulnerable group in the community. I want to make sure we provide service based on quality. So who are the visible minorities Komaniak describes? He hopes leaders of the Indigenous community will step up. Established community leaders or energetic individuals looking to make a difference are asked to submit their names. There's a lot going on with the Indigenous community, not just across St. Albert, but across Alberta and Canada. I want to have somebody at the table who can share their thoughts, questions, and concerns about the Indigenous community. I'm looking for representation from this community. The commander is also hopeful he'll find spokespersons from the Black community, specifically members from the Dynamic African and African Descents Friendship Club in St. Albert. It's such a good blend of ethnicities, African and Caribbean. I'd like to see if someone from that group would be willing to sit on the committee so I could tap into that demographic as well. He also mentioned the recent attack on 2 Muslim women in St. Albert that shocked many residents. I want to feel more connected to the Muslim groups in St. Albert, and I'm looking for a certain fit. He is also aware the Asian community in parts of Canada are targets of criticism and bullying since the media reported the pandemic allegedly originated in Wuhan, China. I haven't heard of any attacks in St. Albert. But I know they are happening in other parts of the country. All the more reason to get representation on the table right now. The LGBTQ+ community has also been on the receiving end of bullying tactics. The LGBTQ+ community has a very active group in St. Albert. That would be a good area to look as well. While the city is more diverse culturally than it was 2 decades ago, different challenges have also arrived. Things are changing. And yeah, I need to keep my finger on the pulse. As soon as you take your eyes off what I call those less than obvious pockets, that's when you become disconnected. The climate of our times breeds issues centered around human rights, fair and equitable treatment, and religions. In vulnerable communities, issues are constantly surfacing, said Komaniak. These bells are being rung all over the place. A year from now, I don't want to be the person where somebody says, "Why didn't you set up a community diversity group? Why didn't you stand up and try to connect with groups? And why were you not making an effort?" A lot of this is anticipation. We have to be adjusting to everything that's happening. Those who are interested in the committee can contact the St. Albert Policing Committee at 780-459-1500-4331 or by email at policingcommittee@stalbert.ca.